All right, beautiful people, and it's man, wonderful throwback Wednesday here in Muskegon. It is a beautiful, what, 70 plus degrees outside?
No, 80.
It's 80?
80.
I'm on the bike trail after this. Oh, wow. I love it. And I'm sure where Quincy Isaiah is at is probably hotter than this.
Probably.
But he is doing his thing, part of the cast for the Netflix show Nemesis. We want to welcome to the show our very own, so proud of this young man, Quincy Isaiah. Welcome, brother. Welcome.
What up? What all up, right. C-Town?
So, where are you at, man? Are you in Southern Cal?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles, but it ain't as hot as it is back home right now. It's like 65 really? Right now. Yeah, it's been cloudy the last few days.
Oh, wow. But
I ain't complaining, though. It's still, you know, it's still California, man. You know, it's still nice. How y'all doing?
Man, all we right. Doing good. We enjoying you, man. Like, I was talking to a friend over in, I think it was East Africa. And mm-hmm. I think it was either Botswana or Namibia. And they told me they were watching you. This was last week. They were watching you guys' show. And I was like, what?
Number one. Global, like on Netflix around the world, man. Like I got so many different languages in my comments and DMs telling me like how much they love the show, man. It's crazy. It's going up right now. So
when it's you because you started off on HBO, your first big deal was on HBO. How do you compare this mm-hmm. Netflix to HBO?
It's so different, man. Because I think I don't even think I expected how crazy it is, like, because you understand, like, it with Netflix is a bigger, you know, streaming service, right, versus like a HBO, but like right. HBO growing up was like the pinnacle of like television, so it's like right. Oh, that's, you know, and then I was lead on that, versus with this one I'm only in four episodes on Nemesis, so like for me I think I just didn't expect to see the turnout that this has been, you know, but it's been cool, man. Just to see how, like you said, how many different countries this show has been exposed to. And like, it's number one in a lot of different, or top 10 in almost all of them. Like, you know, like it's crazy. What up, Najee?
Did you, Najee Brown said, what up, Quincy, man? People love you, man. I know he a big red. Y'all went to school together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a couple years behind him.
Okay. What about Anthony Bradford? Are you there with Anthony Bradford? Y'all around the same time?
No, he came in right after I left, I think. But okay. Even him, I follow him on IG. He just won the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, man, y'all doing it, man. Y'all big reds out here doing it, bro.
Wow, man. So
the girls won the state championship. You know, like you guys are winning.
Okay.
Our beautiful county clerk, my big sis Karen Bowie, saying, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know you know Karen. So tell me about the series, man. What makes this so special? What about Nemesis that makes it so special?
I think just with any Courtney Kemp series that you get, and then shout out to Tiny Marole too. Like they created a show that I think just it works in the zeitgeist of, like, you know, of blackness, and not only blackness, but like just television, you know. I think she knows how to write good television, and this is a different take on the worlds that she built with Power, right? Like, I think this is completely different, but like it still give you that the drama of what Power gave you, but it does it in such a different way, right? Where it's talking about heist as opposed to drugs, and it's talking about juries and thieves, and like, and it's more so about two men going against each other as opposed to like a crew of bad guys, so to speak. You know, you get to see both sides and thinking Nemesis. So yeah, man, this is dope.
Wow. So you were in four episodes, but you think there's going to be another season?
We'll see. You know, I think it's very much on Netflix's, you know, they got to make that decision, right? And I think with the response, y'all making it I think a much easier decision for them, I would hope, with how much people been watching it, you know. But we'll see. I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Big Rob. I know you got some questions, man.
Quincy, how do you memorize all those lines? Because when you were the lead, I'm looking at, I'm like, how does he remember that? Do they give him a break to go and read it again?
That's fun. No, you just, you know, you. What I do is I learn my scenes, you know, and the intention behind what my scene is, and then after that I go back and understand the line. So like for me, it's very much a inside out way of learning, where I learn my character, and the more I know my character and I'm locked in with that character, I feel like the lines just come much more natural, because it's like, oh, in this situation I can just be locked into the scene. And what would my character naturally say is probably going to be whatever the writers wrote for me to say, you know? So I'm just like very character driven, you know, when learning my lines. And then, you know, when you have good writers, that it makes it easier too, you know? So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, talk about the last 3 years, man, what it's been like for you from playing Magic Johnson to now to this role, for you personally. How has it been for you?
I mean, I'm a professional actor, man. You know, and I think it's been for me learning how, like, what that means, you know, and how that, like, what downtime looks like, right? And like figuring out, you know, I gotta just keep living, you know. So like working out, going, like traveling, you know, reading. You know, like just trying to make sure I keep myself busy and staying ready for whatever next job I end up getting. Like with Nemesis, I booked this last year, right? So this, the way that the work to y'all get to see it is like a lot of time in between, right? I did a movie in 2024 that won't come out until hopefully later this year. So we'll see when that come out. But like, just the timing, you know, of everything is just, it can be so sporadic. We got a saying that's hurry up and wait. Cause like you always gotta be ready, but you also gotta be patient enough to like allow things to come together and stuff. So I think for me, it's just trying to make sure I'm staying busy in those silent moments. And then when I do get a job, being ready to go do it wherever that job pulls me, you know?
You was in the marathon over the weekend. What was that like?
Yeah, well, half marathon. I want to be, because I'm working towards the full one. But I did a half marathon on Saturday, 13.1 miles. Crazy.
Wow.
And I think for me, that was just something that was big, because like we was talking about a little bit earlier, I played football. I was a big dude. You know, I've been big my whole life. And I think for me to run 13 miles, I don't think I ever would have thought that I would have to do that, or that I could do that, especially voluntarily. So I think for me, it was just like a, I don't know, it's a big milestone in like just my health journey and fitness, and trying to make sure that I turned 30 last year. I think I'm feeling my mortality in a real way, where I'm like, all right, let me do stuff before I'm not able to do it.
Come anymore, on, man. You know? Man,
he said
give me 30.
He turned 30 last. He turned 30 and he kind of feeling it. And we almost 60, bro. We.
But I'm like, you know, I imagine there's some stuff that you want to do even now. Where you like, let me make sure I can still do this how I want to do
it. You got that, man. You got that. You could have did 20, Quincy. You could have did 20 miles, man.
I don't know about that, bro. I was breaking down at mile 10. No.
Wow. Bernice Harrison said, Nemesis is my show and you are killing your character. I'm so proud of you. Also, Andrea White, congratulations, cousin.
Kenfo, that's Drew.
And you got a cousin. She's not here today. Michaela. She's interning with us right now in communication.
That's what's up.
Yeah, she got that energy like you too. It must be in the genes. So, what's next? What's next for you, man?
Right now I'm just auditioning. I got a film coming up later this year. I'll definitely be posting about that. We don't have a date just yet, but it's looking like it might be like around September. We'll see. But I'll keep y'all posted. Other than that, man, just trying to, again, be a professional actor and just work, man, and figure out what the next job is. And that's through auditions, meeting like different directors. Hopefully this show being number one on Netflix will help bring some more opportunities my way. But other than that, man, just doing the work.
Wow. Do you have like a mentor that's in the game, an actor that's a mentor to you?
Well, I would say Rodney Barnes was really helpful for me for a few years. He was the writer and executive producer on Winning Time. And he also wrote the Boondocks.
Wow.
So like he was real big with, just helping me, like guide me along the way. And then just like anybody, man, like I talk with so many people and I take so many different meetings with like different directors and different actors, and where I'm just like, I learn anytime I can get an opportunity to, you know, I learn from every conversation, even people who may not be at the same level as me, I still can learn from them, you know?
So, that's very humble.
Yeah.
That's good. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Have you worked with anybody or ran across anybody? You'd be like, you got fanned out. You were like, I'm a fan.
Yeah, man. At All-Star Weekend a couple years ago, I was so like, I was lost at how many people knew who I was. Like Steph Curry, I got to meet Shaq. I met Chris Tucker, Dominique Wilkins, Gary Payton. I'm like, it was so many people there that I was just like, yo, you know who I am.
Did you hold it together? Did you hold yourself together? Like, I'm a fan, but I got to be this person, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because it was just, I was so in the moment that I was just, I think I was just like thankful. You know, I'm just grateful that you acknowledged me and, you know, in my presence in the space, and they made me feel like I belong there. So I was just like, damn. I mean, dang.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not a
question. I ain't know.
Enjoy your respect, brother, you know, because most kids, we call you kids because we almost 60, bro. You know, no disrespect in saying that, but nowadays your generation doesn't understand respect of your elders and different things like that.
You know who his mom is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't know. Like, I hear you, and I imagine you have more interactions with younger people that don't feel that way. I do like to think that the people around me that I surround myself with feel very respectful of the people that came before them, and I try and surround myself with those type of like-minded people. So, but I hear you.
We got another question. Lady J say, is there a certain character that you would want to play in your career? That's a good question.
I want to play everything. So I think for me, it's just the opposite of whatever the last project is. It's always going to be like, cause I want to be known as an actor's actor, you know, like, as somebody who can, you bring up any role, I can go kill it, you know? And maybe I don't, you know, I want to be able to give myself the permission to bump my head, you know, and to not have to do so great every time, but I'm going to strive for that. But with that being said, I don't know, like a king, a CEO, a lawyer, you know, a teacher, you know, like it's so many different roles that I'm just like, I want to try them all, you know. I'm hungry for that as an artist. So
wow,
yeah,
that's something. You're just getting started and you're already out there, man. You know I know you've been out in LA for a minute, but you're fresh into this career and you got a long way to go, Quincy, man.
I still very much feel like very young in the game. And oddly enough, I also do feel like a little bit of a veteran, right? Where I am, like you said, I have been out here a little while, but like, I just know it's so much more that's out there that's coming. And I'm hungry for it, you know? So.
Any advice you can give to anyone that is watching?
Say just trust yourself, you know, and follow your gut. Take advice with a grain of salt. Like keep your ears open, listen to people, but also know like at the end of the day, you get to make your own decisions and people put their own fears on you. But it's also comes from a place of, you know, I think realistic things. I don't think people say things on purpose to like scare people, but at the same time, you gotta take that advice and see how it fits your life, you know? So,
Wow, yeah. great advice. Quincy Azari live on 103.7 The Beat and live on social media. Well, man, your social media was Instagram. What is it? Quincy? What is it?
Quincy Azari.
Quincy Azari on Instagram. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, barely, but I'm more on TikTok now. I've been trying to do TikTok more. So that's been going up. Yeah.
Same thing on TikTok, your name.
Yep, Quincy Azari. Okay.
Good. Yeah. One last question before we go, man, on a personal level. How's your social circle? Is it large or is it small?
Small. So it's funny because like my group of friends are probably like the same friends that I've had for the last 10 years. But I'm also open to like, you know, I don't call people friends until we've been around each other long enough, right? So I think I have a big group of associates or like people that like I'm friendly with that I like, but in terms of like friends, it's probably like five people, you know, if that, you know. So
wow. Yeah. And I know people try to get into that circle. Is it hard to filter them out or just don't respond? Because now you're successful and I know people are hitting you up from all over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it when the show come out like this, like people are excited, you know, and I like to not feel that way about their excitement, right? Like I like that they feel excited about that they know me, that they, you know, are excited about this thing that I just did. So I like to allow them that type of access, but I also got to set my own boundaries, right? Where I'm not like just on my phone all day, like responding and talking to people because I'm not about to do that. But
it's you got to remember them lines. You got to remember them lines so you can't be on your phone all day. Right.
No, for real. But I understand the place that it comes from. And I just always want to make sure I'm like leaving that space for us. Again, like Muskegon, you know, like, I want y'all to feel the pride that y'all have about me and be able to feel like there is some form of access to me. But I also do need to make sure I maintain a boundary so that I can go live my life and just like be at a peace of mind, you know? So to answer your question, I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Yeah, very humble, man. I think we got another comment before we go. Jackie Ray. It's sending you nothing but love signs. People love you. Thank you, man, for making our time for us, man, and beautiful, sunny California. You got so many options out there, you know.
Hey,
and you chose to be inside. You know, you could be outside right now.
I told you, it's cloudy out there. It wouldn't have looked all – well, it looked like the sun trying to peek out now. But
okay.
Yeah, and, like, I'm always going to try and make time for home, you know. So shout out to y'all for bringing me on, man.
I hope you hook up with Tanya Hart. She's a legend. She's from Muskegon. She's a media.
I feel like we didn't email back and forth before. But go ahead, my bad.
I hope you can hook up with her and also Terrence Williams. I hope y'all still in contact. Good people there.
Oh yeah, that's my boy. T, my boy.
Well, this is the last one right here. We got to put this one up. We love you, Q.
Who is Mama. That? Who is that? And that all
that's white. Mama right there.
Come on here. Love you too, Mom. Thank you for having me. Right. I'm glad to be here.
Right. All right, yeah. Q, man. Have a good day, man. God bless. We'll talk to you later, okay?
God bless. Appreciate y'all.
All right, Ms. Gagan, that was Quincy, man. Quincy Isaiah. Yeah. You might know it's Quincy Crosby, but man, a star, very humble young man, doing great things, and we're so proud of him, Rob.
Yes, very
what
much
what he's been able to do in Hollywood. What a great name. Going back to my